My name is Rachel Rofe. I created the show because I wanted to help you see that if you have a choice, you can choose a better life. If you're listening to this podcast, you're in a pretty fortunate position. You have free will, ability to connect to the internet, and access to all kinds of new education. This podcast is meant to help you make the most of your good fortune. We talk with all kinds of people here from all walks of life because I want you to see that no matter what your situation, there's always a way to create a life that you're proud of. Hello. So today's show is all about feeling more alive. And this is an episode that I had no plans on actually creating. It was not like usually I have a list of ideas of new podcast episodes. This was not on my list, but I just woke up feeling really inspired to share this with you today. So specifically, this is for you if you feel like there are periods where you are not feeling alive, like you're just feeling numb and disconnected, maybe overwhelmed. And the reason why this is coming up for me is because, you know, recently I was starting to feel this whole thing of like not feeling alive myself. I had this whole, it was just this groove of I was working a bit, I was behind screens a lot, right? So like, and I know we can all do this so easily, but get behind the computer screen and the phone screen, the iPad screen, whatever it is. And in Vegas, it's been kind of warm, so I love to usually go outside and do all my walks and stuff, but I haven't been able to do that because the heat affects me so much, so I've been staying indoors. So without having the nature, I mean, I do get exercise. I have a treadmill desk, actually, that I get a ton of walking in, but that's not going outside and getting into nature. So I was just starting to feel really numb and disconnected, and I think that this is the case for so many of us. I mean, it's so easy for the screens, and then like the being behind the screens, the not getting enough time outside, overworking can do it, overeating, feeling overwhelmed in general. I think all those things can steal you of aliveness. And so when I first, you know, started feeling like not happy with the state of my aliveness, I thought that to change it, I was going to have to make these big lifestyle changes, right? So maybe I would have to go and completely change what I'm working on again. You know, this can't be my purpose, my vision, whatever. Thinking that, I thought maybe I had to go on some grand elaborate trip or something or different things in order to feel that aliveness again. And, you know, thinking like that, it feels overwhelming, and so it's easy to not take any action on that. So I was trying to think practically, what can I do here to get more aliveness without feeling like this is going to be a major life project? And so what I did was I actually just made a list of ways that I could feel more alive. And so that's what I hope that you take away from today's episode, is the idea of just creating a list of different things that you can do that will infuse aliveness into your life. And when I first started thinking about creating the list, I thought that I was going to have all these big things on there, like I was talking about, like, you know, change jobs, go and travel and do all these big things. And what I found was there's lots of small little ways, actually, to feel alive that don't require any kind of major anything. So I'll read you my list just so you can start to listen for, and I know the list is going to be different for everybody. So for me, maybe I have like things that are not interesting for you at all, but you might have other things like, you know, make something with your hands, some kind of something with supplies that you would get from Home Depot or something that has absolutely zero interest or appeal to me, but for you it might be really good. So my list I'll read is just to kind of give you some ideas, and then yeah, you go through, make your own list too, so you can see different things that are going to just help you get that zest for life back, and then you can start putting them into your life, even the things that are super small. Because, well, let me read you my list and then I'll go into that more. So my list that I had first, take road trips to places like LA, Scottsdale, Grand Canyon, because I have friends there and I just love Grand Canyon and Scottsdale. Learn more cooking recipes. Do more acts of kindness. Angel bombs. So angel bombs for me are when I just find people that are in need and I just act inspired and I take some do things to help them. Take some kind of a new class like pottery or new knitting techniques. Make it a priority to hang out with new people more. Take a technology-free period of time and explore. Do something I'm scared to do. Go hiking at Red Rock. Dance. Try eating paleo again because it gives me so much energy. Spend a weekend in some way that I normally never would. Go to Zumba. set some new goals that excite me and be publicly accountable for them, eat whatever I want, buy a last-minute plane ticket somewhere, dance in the moonlight, get a massage, volunteer somewhere, spend the day in bed, make a picnic, go to the spa, write love letters for my friends, read a great book, create a vision board that motivates me, bake a cake. So, you know, a lot of these are really small things, but I could do them and then they would just impact the rest of the day. So go hiking at Red Rock, for example. If I wake up a little bit earlier, go hiking, the rest of the day I'm still going to be riding that high. Go to Zumba. That's something that is an hour class I can take sometime through the day and then go do that. Or it can even just be something where I'm staying at home. So write love letters for friends. That's actually something that I love doing. I'll just go through and I get a bunch of markers and I make these colorful, I'm a words of affirmation person. I love giving compliments and telling people why I love them. So I'll just write reasons why I love them. And I don't even, sometimes I send them, sometimes I just take a picture with my camera phone and I'll text it to them. And it's just, it makes me so happy thinking about how it's going to make other people so happy. And that's something that's, you know, right here in my house. I could easily go and grab the paper and the markers. So other things like learning new classes. So it could be, I mean, ideally I'd like to go to actual classes, but it could also be going online. There's all kinds of classes online where I can learn new things. Cooking recipes or things that could be done at home. Dancing. I mean, even if I just take like a 3-minute dance break wherever I am, and that's something that I think anyone could do, you know, could be in the comfort of your own house. It could be in the car. You're just dancing, whatever it is. So it doesn't have to be these big unattainable things. Just to get some aliveness and life force pulsing back through your body, because we are not here to be these drones just behind screens all the time and feeling numb and disconnected. So, again, what I hope you take out of this is just to write a list for yourself of different things you can do to feel alive. Maybe just say that you're going to come up with 20 different things and then just start implementing them. And please let me know how it goes, because this is the most practical way that I can think of to implement a way for you to start getting enjoyment out of your life again, if that's something that you're currently not feeling. All right, hope that this show helps. Thank you for listening and have a spectacular day. Thank you so much for listening to A Better Life. You can find all show notes for this episode at rachelrofe.com. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe so you can automatically get access to all new shows. Let's also connect. Just go onto Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram /Rachel Rofe, and we can talk there. The opinions of all guests here are their own, and I'm not necessarily endorsing any of them. I do want to give you perspective, though. And always remember, if you have a choice, choose a better life.